Breast health. This is going to be a quick rundown of breast health and the issues of breast cancer, fibrocystic breast disease, gynecomastia, mastitis, and others. Breast self-exams are important to facilitate self-awareness of what their normal look and feel of breast tissue is. Patients should have their technique reviewed regularly and shown how to do this. What they're looking for are any changes over time, lumps, asymmetry, or discharge. 1 in 8 women will develop breast cancer, as well as some men. Women start having yearly mammograms starting at age 45 for someone with average risk, and they'll be yearly from ages 45 to 54, and then every 2 years until age 55. Continue screening mammograms as long as overall health is good. Women at a greater risk due to family history, genetic link, having a prior history of breast cancer, or an atypical biopsy will have mammography starting earlier and may also have breast MRIs and more frequent clinical breast exams where the provider does the exam. Screening mammograms are to identify any changes over time. Other diagnostic studies for the breast are MRI and ultrasound. The benign breast disorders include mastitis, which is a breast infection caused by fluid stasis. It's a localized infection. It has a bright red, painful area of the breast and often has a fever. It's a very rapidly progressing illness. The treatment is prompt antibiotics and continued breastfeeding to get the milk moving. If it is not treated quickly enough, it can develop into a lactational breast abscess, where a wound develops that can ulcerate out of the skin, and it might need incision and draining, wound care, possibly debridement and packing. Breastfeeding is usually fine to continue with these breast infections. The most common type of breast disorder is called fibrocystic changes, which is a benign condition with changes in the breast tissue. It's a development of excess fibrous breast tissue and cyst formation. The cysts are palpable, round, well-delineated, free, movable lumps that grow and shrink in size, and there are well-defined borders and tender. Form as a result of hormones, estrogen, and progesterone. They are not linked to breast cancer risk increase, and they are very common in women aged 35 to 50. Management of cystic changes is excisional biopsy sometimes to rule out malignancy. The patient teaching would be to teach patients these don't turn into cancer. They come and go. But it's important to continue breast self-examination because if anything new shows up, it should be followed up with further. Okay, so for males, the breast disorder is called gynecomastia, and it means a transient enlargement of one or both breasts. And it's the most common breast problem in men. It's usually temporary and benign. It is not a risk factor for breast cancer. It can occur either in puberty or at another time as a manifestation of another problem like testicular cancer or other hormone issues. Senescent gynecomastia is gynecomastia in older men, and it's caused by the change in hormones, elevation of plasma estrogen. It's tender and firm, centrally located enlargement of the breasts, and it usually goes away in 6 to 12 months, but it can also be biopsied to rule out breast cancer. Gerontologic considerations. So for the older female population, they will have a loss of subcutaneous fat, loss of the structural support in the breasts, and atrophy of mammary glands. And that results in a lessened tissue density and an increase in breast cancer. Also, breasts are more pendulous. right? And we're at breast cancer. And risk factors and etiology of the disease, everything works together with breast cancer. So family history plus environmental factors plus genetics, plus the factors of early menarche and late menopause and age 60 or older. But most women who develop breast cancer don't have any of the identifiable risk factors. So breast cancer is related to hormones, and the risk of breast cancer increases with hormone therapy. It increases the risk overall of breast cancer, and as well as the tumor size at diagnosis and the tumor stage at diagnosis. And estrogen alone can increase the risk after 10 years. 5 to 10% of breast cancers are hereditary, and the genetic link is stronger if the involved family member has a history of ovarian cancer, is premenopausal, had bilateral breast cancer, is a first degree relative. If it's a first degree relative, the risk is increased by 1.5 to 3 times. So the BRCA1 or BRCA2 mutations, those are genetic mutations that increase the risk of breast cancer. People with those mutations might have prophylactic removal of their ovaries and breasts, which is called oophorectomy and mastectomy. Now this is, the oophorectomy removes the ovaries, which stops the estrogen production, but it doesn't reduce the risk if someone is already postmenopausal because their ovaries weren't producing anyway. Risk factors for men to develop breast cancer include hyperestrogenism, a family history of breast cancer, and exposure to radiation. Genetic factors can also increase the risk in men, and they should be doing breast self-exams if they have family history of breast cancer. The signs and symptoms of breast cancer, it's detected as a lump, a thickening, or an abnormality on a mammogram. There can also be a nipple retraction, an orange peel texture to the skin, or dimpling. The rate of the cancerous lesion growth varies, and the slower growing ones have lower mortality rates. And breast cancer, 50% of breast cancers happen in the upper outer quadrant of the breast, the same area that has most fibrocystic breast disease. The diagnostic studies used for breast cancer include biopsy, which has several types, and for us, we just need to know biopsy. But there are fine needle aspiration, core needle, vacuum assisted, and excisional biopsy. The type of breast cancer is based on the invasiveness. Ductal carcinomas can have non-invasive, which is called in situ, or invasive, which spreads to other locations. The most common place for breast cancer to spread to is bone, liver, lungs, and brain. Inflammatory breast cancer is an aggressive and fast-growing type with high risk for metastases. It happens, the lymph channels in the breast become blocked by cancer cells, and the breast becomes red, warm, the skin is thickened, and it resembles orange peel texture. Diagnostic studies for breast cancer include axillary lymph node analysis. The more lymph nodes are involved in the cancer, the greater the risk of recurrence. The tumor size, the larger the tumor, the poorer the prognosis. Treatment options for breast cancer. There is surgical intervention, radiation therapy, drug therapy, hormone therapy, immunotherapy and targeted therapy. Breast cancer surgeries, there is operable surgery where they'll do breast conservation surgery, which is called lumpectomy. They may do radiation therapy after the surgery and chemotherapy before this radiation. There's also mastectomy and radical mastectomy, both of which removing the breast tissue. Breast reconstruction can be performed immediately or delayed for some time, and it is optional. The two types are an implant reconstruction and a tissue flap. Post-mastectomy pain is not uncommon. It's like post-amputation pain. There might be nerves that were injured during the surgery. There may be pain, tingling, aching, burning, numbness, edema, or itching. It's treated with NSAIDs, low-dose antidepressants, anti-seizure drugs, and I have EMLA, which I think means something about electricity. Feeling pain in the breast after a mastectomy, the brain continues to send signals to nerves in the breast area that were cut during surgery. So it's like phantom limb, but phantom breast. And if lymph nodes are removed in the mastectomy process, there can be something called lymphedema, which is the accumulation of lymph in soft tissues, and it can cause swelling. It's also possible after radiation. And it's treated with compression sleeves, elevation, all kinds of stuff to try to keep the fluid from pooling in the extremities. And radiation therapy is an adjuvant therapy to prevent recurrence of the cancer. It can also be palliative to relieve pain caused by cancer spreading. Radiation is done after surgery and after time of healing because radiation damages skin and would inhibit healing. Radiation does not prevent metastasis. And the side effects of radiation include fatigue, skin changes, and breast edema. So systemic drugs for breast cancer include chemotherapy, hormone therapy, immunotherapy, targeted therapy. So systemic therapies affect the whole body, and patients who are at risk for recurrent disease or metastatic disease are treated systemically. For the nursing assessment for breast cancer, the history of breast disorder helps in establishing a diagnosis, looking for objective data of nipple discharge, pain, the rate of the growth of the lump, breast asymmetry, and the correlation or non-correlation with menstrual cycle. Nursing diagnoses will be determined after the medical diagnosis and before the treatment plan is selected, but they could be decisional conflict, fear or anxiety related to changes in health status, disturbed body image related to anticipated change in body structure, deficient knowledge related to a new diagnosis and treatment plan. Treatment planning. Overall goals for the patient would be the patient will participate in decision making. The patient will adhere to the therapeutic plan. They will communicate about and manage the side effects of their adjuvant therapies. They will access and benefit from support. They will comply with recommended follow-up and verbalize understanding of ways to manage anxiety. So, nursing care of an acute care patient with breast cancer. Knowing that waiting for biopsy results and treatment recommendations can be very stressful, the nurse will clarify and expand on the treatment options that have been discussed with the healthcare provider. Assess the patient's coping levels and strategies. Support them in their decision making. Provide sufficient information to make sure that they're having informed consent. And be ready for the need for information. Pre and post-op pain control and care, mobility restrictions, post-op exercises, and how long of a recovery period and what it will entail. Post-op pain intensity varies. Regularly, we will administer analgesics and pre-medicate before exercise or physical therapy. Teaching how to take care of drains may be needed. And then restoring the arm function on the affected side after breast cancer surgery is a key goal. And to do that, you'll teach the patient to take measures to prevent or decrease lymphedema on the affected side and not take any blood pressures, blood, or injections on the affected side. That arm should not remain in a dependent position for lengthy periods of time. And we'll want to prevent infections, burns, or compromised circulation on that side because it's already compromised lymph drainage. So for psychosocial support, all aspects of care must include sensitivity to the complex psychological impact of diagnosis and implications of surgery. So provide a safe environment for expression of all feelings. Help identify sources of support and strength. Encourage the patient to identify and learn coping strengths. Promote communication between the patient and their family and friends. Provide accurate and complete answers to their questions. Make counseling resources available. Offer information about community resources and explain the follow-up routine and the importance of continuing to monitor and do self-care. And then teach what symptoms should be reported to the healthcare provider and inform mastectomy patients of breast prosthesis and special garments that they can wear. And we will want to address the implications of the cancer diagnosis and the subsequent breast surgery on the patient's sexual identity, body image, interpersonal relationships, and realize those might be affected. For survivors, they will have a health and physical 1 to 4 times a year for 5 years. And then once a year, they will continue to do breast self-exams and a self-chest wall exam, reporting changes to the healthcare provider, knowing that recurrence is usually at the same surgical site. They will have an annual mammogram. The expected outcomes for these survivor patients would be to identify activities to reduce their post-op edema and improve their mobility. Use pain control appropriately. Use effective coping to reduce anxiety. Discuss feelings and identify resources. Breast reconstruction. There can be breast implants in a one-stage surgery, which happens at the same time as the mastectomy. And the two-stage surgery, expanders are placed under the skin, and then later the implants are placed. The tissue flap is the use of an autologous tissue to recreate the breast mound, and it'll come from abdomen, back, thighs, or buttocks. And that's it for breast cancer.